This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for September 2011. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
IARU Region 1 looks at a possible change to the QRP Center of Activity Frequency. The DX0DX operation from the Spratly Islands is canceled due to safety concerns. And Soyuz flights to the International Space Station to resume in November.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF. Leading tonight's broadcast lineup is Presidential Comment.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I'm Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC, NZART Vice President. Tonight, standing in for Roy Simon, ZL2KH, who's had a bad case of the flu recently and his voice has not quite recovered. Rest assured, he'll be back on deck for next month. Can I ask you all to remember to renew your membership for the coming year? You will all have received a subscription invoice with your last break-in. Council had to take a hard look at our financial situation and the expected expenditure for the coming year when setting the subscription, and as a result had to drop the rebate you have all enjoyed for the last few years. I appreciate that not everyone is overjoyed to be in the draw for an ICOM 2-meter handheld, but with your support, I hope we'll be able to reinstate the subscription rebate again next year. I have to advise you of the possibility that there will not be a call book published this year. We've been asking the MED Radio Spectrum Management Group for progress on the release of a correct and up-to-date call sign listing for some months now. The reply is always the same. They are developing a new database and are unable to provide us with the required listing. Remember that the call book list of call signs, names and addresses is based on the MED data, not the NZART membership database. If you haven't checked your listing in the MED's smart system, it's not too late to ensure that when we do get the information for call book, that your entry will be correct. I'd also like to remind you of our other membership information service, Headquarters Info Line. This is a fortnightly publication sent by email to members and helps fill in the gap between issues of break-in. If you would like to receive a copy, you can subscribe via the NZART website. Go to www.nzart.org.nz and click on the Headquarters tab at the top of the page. This will take you to the Headquarters Information page, where there is a link to let you subscribe to HQ InfoLine. Well, that's it for Presidential News this month. I'm Vice President Vaughan, ZO1TGC.
Across the straits we go right now to Upper Hutt, where we say a very good evening to NZART's Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Following on from Vaughan, ZL1TGC, regarding the HQ info line, I would like to remind anyone wishing to place an article or advertise an upcoming event to please forward everything to me at HQ, preferably in Word format, so I can cut and paste it into the next issue. I am still the temporary custodian of this until a volunteer comes forward. So if you are interested in becoming the HQ info line editor, please contact me for details. I will be away from this office from Monday the 10th of October until Tuesday the 25th of October. There will be no one in attendance at the office. So if you need to contact someone urgently during this time, please first contact your local councillor in your area. Sorry folks, but I will actually not be in the country, so I cannot answer emails either. I would appreciate you keep these to a minimum during this period, as I will have a lot to catch up on my return. Warren Harris, ZL2AJ, my Deputy Amateur Radio Examiner, will be available to allocate call signs or answer any queries in this regard. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Now to amateur radio news on the international scene, and to update, we join the amateur radio news line.
The IARU Region 1 High Frequency Committee meeting minutes caused some alarm and confusion over the future of 7030 kHz as the QRP center of activity. Now, this relates to the discussion about moving the frequency and possible further discussions at the Region 1 interim meeting in 2013. It's important to note that these discussion points did not feature in the minutes of the final General Conference plenary. The question as to whether 7030 kHz is the best frequency for the QRP center of activity was actually raised in the context of discussing a proposal from Germany's Deutscher Amateur Radio Club to change the 40-meter contest preferred segment. The High Frequency Committee decided that this change couldn't be done without first seeking the views of the Region 1 QRP community. Further discussion across IARU Region 1 is expected over the next coming months and years. It's important to remember that any change in the Region 1 plans for any spectrum will in some way eventually impact QRP operations in Regions 2 and 3 as well. Plans to activate Thetu Island in the Spratly Group have been canceled. This due to the deteriorating safety of life and property issues in the South China Sea. Back in January, some 30 hams had planned to operate for 3 weeks from the Philippines-controlled island using the call sign of DX0DX. But due to security reasons, the D expedition was put on hold. Now, the team leader, VK3FY, says it's off for good. The Spratlys, which are between Vietnam, China, Malaysia, Brunei, and the Philippines, is a much-sought DX entity. However, VK3FY indicates that having a responsibility for well-being of the operators, he's concluded that the risks outweigh the warrants or the wants or the needs of the hobby. It's well known that personal safety conditions in the region have been deteriorating over the last 12 months. NASA and the Russian Federal Space Agency have agreed on a November 14th date for the first manned Soyuz rocket. This following the launch failure of a similar booster carrying a robotic cargo ship last month. The decision follows an investigation by Russian space officials to identify the source of that failure and ensure it won't plague future launches. It also clears the way for a new 3-member crew to launch on a Soyuz to the International Space Station, sustaining the orbiting lab's 10-year streak for a continuous human presence in space. The two space agencies had temporarily suspended all manned Soyuz flights while Russian engineers investigated the August 24th launch failure that sent the Progress 44 spacecraft packed with food and supplies for the space station. That spacecraft crashed over Siberia shortly after liftoff. As most listeners know, in the wake of last summer's retirement of NASA's space shuttles, the Russian Soyuz is the only means of transportation for people to and from the ISS. Meantime, another Russian Soyuz capsule carrying 3 returning Expedition 27 astronauts from the International Space Station touched down safely in central Kazakhstan on September the 16th. NASA astronaut Ron Garin, KF5GPO, and Russian cosmonauts Andrei Borisenko, RW7LFG, and non-ham Alexander Samokudyayev landed some 93 miles southeast of the city of Zazkagan at 10 a.m. their local time. This after spending 164 days in space on board the International Space Station. But during re-entry, there were some rather tense moments due to a yet unexplained communications breakdown. Repeated calls to the Soyuz TMA-21 capsule from Mission Control outside of Moscow went unanswered for several minutes. After the craft had deorbited. Communications was eventually established between the crew and an Antonov fixed-wing aircraft circling the landing site. Sergei Volkov, UA-1 OSS, Mike Fossum, KA-5AQG, and Satoshi Furukawa, KE-5DAW, are serving as the current Expedition 29 crew aboard the ISS. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the N7SKO repeater serving parts of Arizona, Nevada, and California. Ham radio will be used for lifeline and safety communications. This as a group of South African hikers embark on a 12-day hike across some very rugged terrain. The trip begins on the 26th of September at Mount Aux Saussayes, and end at the city of Bozeman's Neck. At least two South African radio amateurs will be involved in the mission. Johan Leslie, ZR4CAA, is a member of the hiking group with a base camp manned by John Longland, ZS6AA. The bands to be used are 80, 40, and 2 meters. Hams worldwide are being requested to listen out for these call signs and assist if an emergency situation should arise. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73 from sunny Vero Beach, Florida, and we say thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2011. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Manawatu Radio Society Branch 20's annual table sale is to be held next Saturday, the 1st of October, at the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56, Longburn. The start time, 8 a.m. for vendors only, a 9 a.m. start, 9 a.m. for the public. Table prices are $25 full size and $15 half size. Register with the Secretary, P.O. Box 1718 Palmerston North, or visit the Manawatu Radio Society's website. Refreshments will be available and prize draws and raffles throughout the day. That's the Manawatu Radio Society's annual table sale next Saturday, the 1st of October. Tawaro News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Did you have some contacts in the recent Alara HF contest? Logs should reach contest organiser Leslie Smith, VK5LOL, by the 30th of September, which is this coming Friday. But if you're quick, they can be emailed to her at alaracontest@wia.org.au. That's alaracontest@wia.org.au. Check logs are also welcome. And scoring details are in the latest Wairoa Bulletin or on the Alara website. Planning is well underway to celebrate Wairoa's 50th birthday in March next year, and there will be functions both in Rotorua, where Wairoa began, and at a South Island venue. Most Wairoa members should have heard from Jolene Zidor 1UJB about her project to compile a booklet celebrating the current ZL women of Wairoa. You will have been asked to write a profile of yourself and send it off to Jolene with a photo by December. If you look at the Librarian Archivist report in the autumn 2011 bulletin, the requirements are all there. December's not all that far away, and I would urge members to get started on their contribution and send it off to Jolene as soon as possible. You can send it by email, or write it out by hand and send it by snail mail to her home address if that's easier. You will find Jolene's contact details inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. BevZL1OS is in need of articles for the next Wairoa Bulletin. I'm sure that some of you have been involved in some way with the Rugby World Cup and others would like to read about it. The size of the article doesn't matter, as it could be a few lines or a few pages. Bev will be happy to receive whatever you can manage to write. Photos of any amateur radio events are always welcome for the bulletin and they should be sent off to Bev with a brief description. That's all from Wairoa this September. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wairoa, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. To Branch News, and reporting from Christchurch, it's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the 29er, newsletter of Branch 29 North Shore NZART. The next general meeting will be on Monday, October the 3rd at the CDHQ. That's at 400 East Coast Road in Sunnynook. Tristan Short will talk on small transceivers. The Western Suburbs Radio Club has an equipment sale on Saturday the 8th of October at Rosebank Road Primary School, which is at 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale in Auckland. Doors open to sellers at 8 a.m. and to buyers at 9 a.m. If you're interested in booking a table or if you need other information, contact Barry ZL1ACZ and his email is barrydx@extra.co.nz. That's barrydx@extra.co.nz. Or alternatively, Roy ZL1WY, and that's on email mylam_roy@yahoo.co.nz. That's mylam_roy@yahoo.co.nz. From the Wellington Branch 50 NZART, the next meeting of the social group will be held at the Lutheran Hall in King Street, Newtown, on Tuesday the 27th of September at 1:30 p.m. All visitors are welcome. If you need any information about this meeting, contact Cole, ZL2COL, or Tony, ZL2ALJ. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, October the 3rd at the clubrooms at the Philip Evans Reserve, starting 7:30 p.m. The topic for the evening will be a show and tell. Nelson Radio Club Branch 26 will meet for their October meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 19th of October at the Nelson Car Club Rooms, and that's in Bolt Road in Nelson. Rob, ZL2DO, will talk on the all-band loop antenna. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, in Christchurch. Now, it's not too early to start planning for next year's NZART conference. It's to be held at the Tahuna Conference Centre in Beach Road, Tahuna Nui, Nelson City, over Queen's Birthday weekend. Right alongside the conference venue is the Tahuna Holiday Park. It's got a comprehensive range of accommodation from camping sites and cabins to studios and self-contained units. Inquire today at 0800 500 501. 0800 500 501 and mention you're with the NZART conference group. As always, it's a matter of first in, best dressed. Remember also, airline bookings are now open for the conference period, so be in and get those cheaper airfares. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Infoline will be emailed next Sunday, that's the 2nd of October. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2011. Good night, everyone. Good night now.